Oh, that's right. We're here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon, 4:07 in the afternoon. The Festival of Stars is coming up this weekend, and we have the tourism coordinator for the town of 96, Jennifer Donlin. How you doing today, Jennifer?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. This is a good thing. Now, are you from 96?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from the Jersey Shore.
From the Jersey Shore. Okay, so did you ever meet Snooki? I'm sure everybody asked you that question. Never mind all the other people that have come out of New Jersey, but what about Snooki?
No, I've never met Snooki. Yeah. She didn't grow up there, so never had that pleasure.
We never had that pleasure. Well, she's trying to change her image now. I understand she's getting a little bit, she's had a child, and she's changing her ways. I don't even know. They don't even have Jersey Shores anymore now, do they? I think they, is that show gone?
I think that Hurricane Sandy kind of eliminated that show for now.
Yeah. Have you been back there since the hurricane?
Yes, I have. A lot of friends and neighbors, former neighbors lost houses, and it was a horrific scene, a lot more devastating than I imagined to see live. It was really horrible.
You know, I think that's one of the things. I don't care where it is, whether it's going to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments or see the all the national things that you can see there, or whether you go to Jersey and see the devastation there. It's never the same when you see it on TV as when you're there up close and personal.
It's not. It really isn't. When you see the devastation, when you see a house that almost looks like you could walk in the front door, you can see all the items inside, and then you realize that the whole bottom corner is missing and that those people are unable to salvage everything, but they can see it, but they can't get to it. It's just heartbreaking.
It is. So you grew up in New Jersey then?
Yes, I did.
And as you were growing up, you know, this is one of my favorite questions to ask people. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a veterinarian.
A veterinarian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what dissuaded you from that? I can think of a lot of things, but what did dissuade you?
I ended up being allergic to animals.
Well, you've got three dogs living with you, Jennifer.
Yes, I do. I was determined to be near animals, and I went for allergy shots. So I'm doing well.
Doing well. But then you ended up here in 96. How did you end up here in 96?
My father retired down to the southern area for the warmer weather and became ill in his later years. So I came down to help my mother take care of him.
Now, how long have you been living down here?
I've been living here about 10 years.
Oh,
I've been coming down here probably about 22 years.
Okay. And when did you decide that this was permanently where you were going to live?
Around 2003, we came down, and my father's health was declining. So we bought the property next to my parents.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that became easy if you were going to have to help take care of. Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Very convenient.
So you've been here for 10 years, and in that time, you have gone from taking care of your dad, and now you're the tourism director. I also understand you drive the bus for Lander students all around. That should be a telltale book, if ever there would be one.
Yes. I'm not sure that it would be family friendly.
Probably
but
not.
Certainly. Be a good seller.
Be a great seller. Okay. Well, there you go. So this is something to consider as you're working there every day. You need to be making little notes from your diary on stories to tell futuristically.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do they make you sign any oath or anything before you go, before you start this job? I just need to know.
No, they don't. But they may want to consider that in the future.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. So right now we have no oath of confidentiality here, folks. Okay. If you want to talk to Jennifer after we get off the air, I'm sure she'd love to tell some stories. So tell us kind of how this story comes together. You've ended up as the tourism coordinator for the town of 96.
Yes.
Before that, you bought a place right there in 96, and mm-hmm. tell us the story.
Well, it was a crooked path. My husband and I purchased a building in 96 on the corner, which had a beautiful mural on it. I met the mayor in the process because the town wanted to seal it. And before they sealed it, we wanted to have it restored. So I contacted some of the art students on my...
That you were on your bus route
on
with.
On my shuttle route, that's yes. correct. And they put me in touch with the professor. And to make a long story short, they have done a wonderful, wonderful job on the mural. And they took it further. I'm also going to have the welding department do some figures to go around some of the historic signs that were replaced. And we have a welding student that donated artwork in front of the library. And all of those projects I have discussed with the mayor prior to doing so. And it kind of led into this position. When the position came available for the tourism coordinator, I applied and went through the hiring process. Mm-hmm. And it's just a continuation of something that has been coming along all along.
Now, you're also president of the Historical Society. That's an old joke, yes, okay. But you're also president of the Historical Society.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So I would gather from this that you're firmly entrenched in 96 over there.
I am. I have a deep love for the area, the history. 96 is so rich in history. One of the things that started the Historical Society was that some of the history was lost as people moved on. And of course, everyone's familiar with the revolutionary history, but there's a lot of other history and a lot of famous people that came out of the town of 96 that people are not aware of.
Such as?
Bill Vazell. He was a famous Major League Baseball player. Benjamin Mays, mm-hmm. who was a civil rights mover.
Well, I don't know. I think Greenwood's claiming Benjamin Mays.
No, he belongs to 96.
He belongs to 96, okay.
Preston Brooks, which some people there claim, some people don't.
Okay. Who was Preston Brooks? I'm not familiar.
Preston Brooks was a United States senator who beat Charles Sumner on the floor of Congress.
Oh, yes. I remember that now. Yes.
So, and which made our train depot very famous because 10,000 people came there in the 1800s. So, we also have a baseball player that was on the Black Major League. He was on the Birmingham Barons, and he is a native of 96 as well. And we have several people
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you have entrenched yourself in 96. Now, you bought this building. What's going to happen with the building? You've talked about sealing the mural on the side, but what are you doing inside?
Well, the building was built in 1875. It has a lot of history in its own right. The bricks that are on the outside wall were all handmade. When we took a stucco coating off, we discovered that the bricks have animal prints in them, trail marks, handprints, which are also indicative to the history. So mm-hmm. we want to preserve all of that. So we've been slowly, slowly restoring it. And eventually, we plan to make that a restaurant, deli type of store, restaurant. I don't know. I bought it for my son and daughter-in-law, so whatever they choose to make out of it. But that's what I hear is in the works.
That's pretty neat. Now, what was the place originally? The building that you bought, what was it originally used for?
When it was built as a grocery store.
Grocery store. Hmm.
Yeah, and it's housed the post office temporarily at one time for 96, a bank, an insurance agent, antique store. I think it's just been
a lot of
mishmash.
Different things, but originally it was a grocery store.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, pretty cool.
And it was part of the Miller building block. Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Colonel George McDuffie Miller was the gentleman that built that, and it's from my understanding that he was in Orr's Rifle and was a very famous person during the Civil War.
Wow. Well, that's the thing about 96. You do have a lot of history over there. And why is it called 96?
Well, that's a question that's been debated throughout the years, but I think that the most logical one is that it is close to or relatively close to 96 miles from Star Fort to Fort Kiowee, which was up in the Cherokee Indian Nation. And the trading was back and forth between the two, and it was about 96 miles.
How about that? Hey, I'm here with Jennifer Donlin. We are going to be talking about what's going to be going on with the Festival of Stars, but you know me, I always like to know more. And so we're talking with Jennifer about some of the history of 96 and some of the things going on. So, hey, don't you go away. We'll be right back right here on WCRS 1450 AM.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller, and we are talking with Jennifer Donlin. She is the tourism coordinator for the town of 96. She's also president of the 96 Historical Society. And, you know, Jennifer, you and I were just talking off the air about how many people actually don't realize how significant the 96 historical site is. I mean, here it is on the National Register. This is huge. What makes it so huge?
Star Fort was actually the very first land battle of the American Revolution. The significance of that was that the Patriots realized that if the British had a good foothold, they would move into Georgia and really secure this area. Thomas Jefferson sent Nathaniel Greene here because of the significance of this area. And it was also the longest battle in the American Revolution. It was a 28-day battle, 28-day siege that they tried to take that Star Fort.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't, but they did accomplish the overall goal, which was to vacate the British from the area. So I don't think that the park received the recognition that it deserved because it wasn't a glorious winning for the Americans. But they did do what they set out to do. They did accomplish their goal. And it is an important area.
It is an important area. And I think sometimes all people that live here, whether it's Greenwood 96, all this general area, don't realize what a treasure it is. And when we have family and friends come from outside the area, it's not an area that is top of the mind, oh, let's go check this out. But it really should be.
It should be. I feel that it should be. It is very important. It is just as important as any of the other battlefields that we have. Valley Forge, I know Gettysburg is another war, but it's still an important area. And Star Fort is right up there along with them. It
sure
just doesn't. It's a younger park as well. It's only been in the park system since 1976, so it doesn't have the long history. Obviously, it has a long history, but
right,
not as a national park.
Sure. But it really is something to be proud of when we think about this area for having a national historic site. So lots of events coming up with that during the summer. They're going to be doing a lot of, I understand, Saturday events coming up. They've got even a camp going on out there for the kids.
Yes, they currently have the Captain Settler Camp, which they have 30 middle school students right now that are out there. They'll be in a week-long camp.
Are they roughing it like they used to in the old days? I think it'd be good.
Well, I saw them shooting arrows the other day. So.
Okay. Well, there you go. I love when they have the historical days when they have all the reenactors there, and there's no TV and no any of these things, and you see the kids looking at them going, so you're going to play with marbles, huh? Exactly.
Yeah, they're a little out of their element.
Yeah, they are. So that's why I wondered if they were going to have to rough it and, you know, sleep there in the with everything. But anyways, they got a lot of good programs going on. They're going to have a lot of good stuff all summer long. I also understand, actually, on the 4th of July, they're going to have a reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Yes,
that's actually on July 4th, that Thursday. And you'll actually have the opportunity to sign your name to it. So good stuff going on for sure over there at the 96 Historical Site.
Yes.
But and coming up, I guess, with this weekend, are they doing some things in coordination with the Festival of Stars?
Well, Friday evening, they're having a dinner for all of the youths that went through the camp. And that's their final accomplishment, is the dinner.
Okay. All right. But you're going to have all this stuff going on over there at the Festival of Stars. Now, what year number is this? Because it hasn't been going on for that long. I mean, 96 came on board here, and it all started, if I remember the story correctly, with if everybody gave a dollar... Or 96 cents. Or, yeah, 90,
yes.
96 cents. What was it?
No, it's $96.
$96. Mm-hmm. Y'all would be able to put on this festival when Piedmont Tech said they weren't going to do the fireworks anymore.
That is correct. It was $96 from 96 people would have paid for the fireworks. And the program has been going on in 96 for 5 years now.
5 years.
This is the fifth year.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, I remember, because I used to talk to Margie a lot, that you even had people from that were no longer living in this area who said that is such a cool idea that they gave money even though they didn't live in 96 anymore, but maybe they were from 96 originally.
And we still have people that do that. Yes, we do. 96 is a very... small community. Mm-hmm. The people that grew up there are very dedicated to 96 and very proud of 96. So they support 96 on most of the events that we have. Even with the Historical Society, I have people that call me from all over the United States that say, you know, I grew up there.
You know? That's great.
Yeah. So
that's great. So this will be the fifth year of the event. My goodness, hasn't it grown?
Yes. Yes, it has.
I mean, I think the first year it was basically fireworks, right? And then it's just grown from there.
It was. I do believe they did have some vendors there the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the parade and the fireworks. But as time got on and the word got out, it has grown.
Sure. So this is going to be a fun event to talk about. Coming up on Friday night, you're having the concert in the park. The Swinging Medallions will be there. How much bigger can you get than the Swinging Medallions right there on a Friday night?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to them. And this year's event with the Swinging Medallions are bringing the original older gentleman up on stage. They'll be performing a few songs from what I understand, so we're really looking forward to this.
Well, you'll be playing a double shot of My Baby's Love and all those great oldies there. And of course, it's going to be a big, big time. Now, what time does that actually go on?
The opening ceremonies start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
The city will be presenting the medallions with the keys to the city and also a proclamation. This is their 51st anniversary as a group.
Wow.
And they, a lot of people don't know that some of them are from 96. So we're very proud that they've represented 96 all of these years in such a good light.
Absolutely. So you've got the keys to the city?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty,
I have
then.
Them in my pocket.
You have them jangling in your pocket. Okay, she's going to be handing out the keys to the city, Swinging Medallions. And you're also going to have food and craft vendors there, too?
Yes, Friday night we have amusement rides, and we have the food and craft vendors.
So that'll be a fun night to be in 96. Now, it's really nice because you're actually doing this the weekend before. So if you've got other 4th of July celebrations coming up the following week, you can really get in the spirit starting on Friday night, this week, folks. And it's hard to believe that the 4th of July is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
It is. I'm sure Jennifer agrees with that. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, so don't you go away. We'll be right back. If you got a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Do you remember? Well, now more than ever, we all need a break. And your local McDonald's wants you to remember the good times and come to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu, their new Angus burger, their salads, and of course, their coffees. From lattes to cappuccinos, they want you to... Locally owned right here in Greenwood and Abbeville. Stop by today.
Don't get up and get away.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. The South Carolina Festival of Stars is coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday night starts around 6 o'clock, and Saturday it's pretty much all day, starting out with the Main Street Parade. I've got Jennifer Donlin here. She's the tourism coordinator and the executive director of the 96 Historical Society. I think that probably means you do all the work, right?
Yes, it does. You're very familiar with that position.
That's right. Titles. You weren't present at the meeting the week that they voted you for the executive director, right?
And that's how that works.
Yeah. You got it. All right. So the word of advice is always be at the meetings where they're voting. Yes. All right. But I know you're enjoying it.
I am. I'm enjoying all of it.
And they've done a lot of cleanup work and whatnot over in 96 in some of the mill village there. They're really doing a lot of good things to really make it really pop.
Yeah, they have a beautiful garden that the mill village has worked on for several years, and it's very pretty.
Yeah.
It really is. And they took a green space and it made it beautiful.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. And, of course, all the area over there is just so nice. And it would be so nice if 96, from an economic standpoint, could come back. I mean, at one point, 96 was the place.
Yes. At one point, it was the hub.
Yeah.
But as the factories closed down, unfortunately, like many South Carolina small towns.
It did. They did. So now tell us what was Saturday you're going to have the Main Street Parade. Any particular theme, or can anybody be part of the parade? How does this work?
The parade is free. Anyone can enter. We do ask that people pre-register so that we can keep a good lineup and keep it flowing. But it is free. It is a 4th of July theme.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need to do is come down to the visitor center, or you can download a parade form offline from www.townof96sc.com. You would go to the tourism page,
mm-hmm.
highlight SC Festival of Stars, and down at the very bottom of the page, if you scroll all the way down, are all of the entry forms, including the contests that we're having come up as well.
Sure. So now, what time, if you want to be part of parade, what time do you have to be there and get in line?
You have to be there by 9 a.m.
Okay.
And the parade starts at 10.
At 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, in the past, I remember that they wanted everybody to wear red, white, and blue. So when they took pictures and everything, there'd be a sea of red, white, and blue. Is that still a theme y'all are working on?
Well,
for visitors, for everybody. Yeah.
Right. It is part of the 4th of July theme in general.
Right.
So, yeah, we do welcome everyone to wear their red, white, and blue.
Yeah. So, or if you want to wear all blue or all red or all white, but, you know, just I remember that was one theme they had one year. But no particular theme for the parade. Now, will people be given awards for best float or whatever for the parade? Are you doing any awards?
We're not doing any awards for the parade. The awards, we do have the most patriotic dressed,
okay.
And that person will receive an award, and that contest goes off at 5:30.
5:30,
yes.
Okay. Now, you have all day long, you have all these different contests, so if people want to participate, everything from, what else, from contest food eating, you're eating hot wings?
Hot wings.
Hot wings. And how hot are the hot wings?
Well, from what I understand, they are going to be a special batch made just for the festival, and you do have to sign a waiver.
You have to sign a waiver? This is scary, Jennifer. Yes. Did you have this contest last year?
No, this is our first year.
Okay.
This is our very first year.
So, do you have people signed up for the hot wing eating contest?
Yes, we do. So, we have some people brave enough to take that.
To take that on.
Challenge. I will not be one of them.
No, okay. Now, so you've got that, and you to enter into that, it's a $10 registration fee.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Then you have, now this one sounds new, horseshoe pitching?
That is a new one. I believe most of these are new.
Okay.
The horseshoe pitch is you will have two shoes to pitch, and mm-hmm. it's the best, whoever gets the two ringers is the winner, I guess, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's the best of two shoes.
Best of two shoes, okay. And that's going to cost you $3 if you want to enter in that. You know, those are things you just don't think about horseshoes today, do we?
No, we don't. This was a tradition that has always been, I think, a part of the 4th of July. It was just never brought into the festival. So we incorporated it into the festival this year. And we do have a very nice prize package for the horseshoes.
Okay, well, tempt us then. Maybe we'll get out and practice. What's the prize pack?
Well, the prize pack is an overnight stay at the Hampton Inn. You get vouchers for Red Lobster, two adult movie theater tickets, two bowling tickets, and Cracker Barrel for your next morning's breakfast.
How about that? Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a good one for that.
And now, a trophy.
And
I
a
didn't
trophy.
Mention the trophy, but
okay,
we do have
trophy.
A trophy.
So there's always proof, even after you've used up all the prize pack, right?
Yes.
Now, what about the food eating for the hot wings? Is there any prizes for that?
There is a $50 gift certificate for the
hot wings.
Oh,
okay. So if you contribute $10 to put your name in the hat, you could get $40 back if you win, right?
Right. And a full stomach.
And a full stomach. Do you get a trophy for that one?
No, you do not.
No trophy.
No
okay.
trophy
gotta
for
take
that
pictures.
One.
Okay.
We couldn't find a hot wing to put on top of the trophy.
Okay. All right. Then we have the, from 2 to 2:30, the automobile judging begins. What's with the automobile? And then right after that, you have the motorcycle judging. What's
yes.
that all about?
Both contests have trophies for first, second, and third place for best in show. And then we have additional prizes. We have the mayor's choice, and we have a random child
just
prize.
To choose.
Yes.
Now, but you're just, are these antique cars, new cars? What's the theme of
well,
the car
Well, we
one?
Didn't limit it to any particular category. We just allowed best in show. So, if you have something that's unique, you may want to enter that, and you would qualify. It wouldn't necessarily have to be classic or custom. It could be any of the above.
Now, are the cars and the motorcycles going to be on display during the day, or do you just line up for this judging here?
We have a cruise in, so anyone okay. with a vehicle that is interested in the cruise in can come to the. To the park. They will be parked on Cross Ave, which will be closed off except for the people that are displaying their vehicles. And then it's optional if you want to enter the contest. You don't have to. That's an option.
Okay. So what time does the cruise-in actually start?
Well, the cruise-in would start probably around 11 o'clock. As soon as the parade ends, they'll open up Cross Street for the vehicles that want to enter and
okay.
be part of it.
Cool. Now, what about the motorcycle judging? We are looking for all types of motorcycles then?
Yes. You can have a chopper, a Harley, whatever type of bike that you feel would qualify for the best in show. Maybe you have all chrome, or maybe you have a unique paint design.
I guess the, the Blue Knights will probably be out there in force, won't they?
Well, I hope so.
Well, you have a few connections there. I think they might show up there. Yes. All right. And I guess if you had your motorcycle and you were dressed appropriately, that would only add to the whole ambiance of this that you are doing.
It would. But I understand that it may be a little warm for some of the leather.
Okay.
So we don't want anyone passing out.
Okay. Now, on the motorcycles, will that be like part of the cruise-in so that they would park in the same area? Or is this just line up and be judged?
It's line up and be judged. The motorcycles will be after the vehicles, so they'll be on the opposite side of the street.
Okay. All right. So motorcycle judging begins at 3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30, and it is a $10 to enter in that one, $15 to enter for the car. Now, what type of prizes have we got for these automobiles and motorcycles?
Well, we have the trophies. We have the three trophies that are going out, and then we have the additional prizes. We have buckets of cleaning supplies. And
so you got gift baskets.
Yes.
baskets. Okay. All right. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I am talking with Jennifer Domlinge from over there in 96. She's the tourism coordinator. We're talking about the Festival of Stars. It is going on this weekend. We haven't even gotten to the fireworks yet. There's more things to talk about, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold dust.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. I have Jennifer Domlin with us. She is, her mind is just spinning about all the things, all the details that still have to be done to finish up for this Festival of Stars. But I tell you what, Jennifer, when I look at the poster here, the flyer, I tell you what, there is a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
I mean, we've just covered some of the contest. Of course, the one that Jeff would like to be at is the cake contest for the best decorated cakes, and that's $5 per cake. Now, what? Does it have anything to do with cake, how good it tastes, or just how beautifully decorated it is?
How beautifully decorated it is. However, we did specify that it had to be made out of edible material other than supports.
Okay. All right. So you can't just have styrofoam underneath a beautiful design.
No.
No.
No. It has to be a cake we can cut into.
Two. Okay. All right. But that's going on. Now, all this information about the different contest and whatnot is on your website, and people can actually find out the qualifications to be part of this, like it has to be an edible cake.
Correct.
Okay, now what's the website again?
Well, there's actually two. Okay. There's the Town of 96.
Okay.
The word 96 is spelled out. So it's townof96sc.com. You would go to the tourism page. You would highlight SC Festival of Stars and scroll to the bottom of the page.
Okay.
The other website is festivalofstars.webs.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that also has our schedule of events, and it has pictures and different details about. Yes.
Now, you also all have a Facebook page, correct?
We do. The town has a Facebook page.
So yes. I'm sure if you want more information, you can even check out your Facebook page.
Yes.
Yes. And get up-to-the-minute details as they're happening right there in 96. So make sure you like their page over there. They'll appreciate it. But we've got the cake contest, and then we have the Most Patriotic Dressed Award. Now, you're not charging for that. And will you be people in the parade is what you were saying earlier that you had this. Are you thinking that some people that dress for the parade may want to participate in this? This is going on at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Right. It's a long day, so I hope that they'd be willing to. But yes, at 5:30 is when we're going to have the most patriotic dressed.
Most patriotic dressed. Now, who are the judges for this? You know, that's always the question. Who is actually judging this? Is this political? I mean, do you have to be a friend? I mean, how do you get to win?
Well, I am not the judge for the auto or the motorcycle.
Okay.
And the cake contest, we have the town council members who were the judges last year.
So it is political. I got it. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But the most patriotic dressed is just, I will pick that person.
You're going to pick that person. Okay. So if you want to have an in, you got to know Jennifer. There you go. I said it right here on WCRS. All right. So Jennifer's doing that. But then, you know, so those things are going on in between things. And then, of course, you've got a lot of concerts and whatnot going on, a lot of different things on the main stage. I mean, you have just for bands, we've got, what is it, Jazz 42 Band, Chosen Band, Fred Engler and the Troubleshooters, the Night Affair Band, and coming into the main night, the Rock Doctors Band. That starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yes, we have a wonderful lineup this year. A lot of the groups have played locally at different institutions, Howard's on Main, T.W. Boone's.
Sure.
So they should have a following if you've ever heard them. I do believe some of them are still playing up until the festival, so you can go listen to one of them. Clay Page, his band had opened up in Columbia for Kenny Chesney.
How about that?
So we do have the Rock Doctors are part of Spartanburg's Music on Main. They play there a lot. So these are groups that are pretty established, and they have good names.
That's right. And it's all different types of music, too.
Yes. The variety is from Christian to Motown to rock, country. So depending on your taste.
There's something for everyone.
Yes, there is.
you know, that is one of the things about this festival. It is very family friendly.
Yes, it is. Very friendly.
So, you know, what you need to do, and the other thing I like about this, and we need to bring this up, is in the past, when I have been to the festival, the parking is a breeze. I am so amazed at how well they're able to handle the parking over there. Whether you just go for the fireworks that night or you're there during the day, very easy to be directed to a parking space. And when it comes time to go, you can get out of the parking space, even more important, I think.
And that credit goes to Chief Shingler. He really, really has his guys working that, and they work hard.
You also have some people that donate some space, some fields.
Yes, the Tolbert family donates 14 acres every year.
That's pretty amazing. Yes.
And we have a lot of wonderful people who have donated so much towards this festival. Justice Builders actually cuts the grass and bales the grass and donates the porta potties. So we do have a lot of people from the community who volunteer time, effort, and money towards this festival to make it happen.
Sure. So when you're over there, know that when I just think so many times you get into a festival and you can't get out, you know, when you're ready to, you know, because when people are ready to go, they're ready to go. Right.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you. I know me. When I'm ready to go, it's like, OK, let's go. And that is one of the things I've been most impressed. When I was ready to go, it was not a problem to get out of there. Fireworks actually start at 9:45. It ought to be good and dark by then.
Oh, yes. Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been staying light till almost 9 o'clock.
I
it's
know.
Been great. Yes. So 9:45 is when the fireworks are supposed to start. And, of course, what were you telling me? It's the same group that have done it in the past?
Same, yes, it is the same firework company that has been there in the past. They're very dependable, and they put on a good show.
So you got to make it over there. When you want to have a 4th of July celebration, and I'm going to say kind of an old time with horseshoes and some of the things that y'all are doing over there, you're really trying to go back 20, 30, 40, 50 years maybe and have some fun right over there in the historical 96 area.
Yes. Please come out.
Absolutely. I think everybody loves to go over there and see what's going on. I think it's great because it is very family friendly. Now, not only do you have all this going on, but you have some attractions for the kids, play stuff.
We do. We have amusement rides. We have helicopter rides. We have the Greenwood City Fire Safety House for the kids that can go inside. We have Highway Patrol's rollover simulator will be there. So there's other activities other than just the contests and the band.
Sure. So you'll be able to do any of these things that will keep everybody busy and keep them having a good time. Amusement rides. Now, this hamster and water ball bouncers, can we discuss that? I mean, are there hamsters at this show?
Well, when I first saw it, I wasn't sure what it was, to be honest with you. They are large plastic balls that you get inside and you roll around, you know, the field. There's a concrete area that you, I don't know what they do, but I guess you roll around inside them.
Okay, for those that are adventurous and would like that type of entertainment, there's even something for those that want to roll around in big plastic balls. There you go. You heard about it right here on WCRS. Well, Jennifer, what do you have to say about this experience in putting this whole ensemble of things together? I know you've had a lot of help, but still, when you come down to it, the tourism coordinator is the one that has to say, okay, we're doing this, okay, we're not doing this. What do you have to say about this whole experience?
It's been interesting.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun. I've met some very interesting people. I've had a lot of great ideas, a lot of support, and a lot of help. It's a journey,
yeah,
and an adventure, and it's one that I love, and I'm looking forward to next year's
event. She's already looking forward to next year. All right, isn't she brave? All right, well, we'll be interested to see what ends up on that corner building where you are slowly restoring that you bought, that your children are going to be putting a restaurant slash deli slash whatever question mark in there on the corner building. That'll be a nice nice addition to 96. And, you know, I know that every business that opens up there, it's got to be tough because you've got to get all that community support. And I know you've got good community support, but still, it is tough to get a business off the ground.
It is. It is. It's tough for any of the vendors and merchants that are in that area.
Sure. So we'll be looking forward to see how you're doing. You'll have to let us know when you all get there so we can put it out on the radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I certainly will.
So we are here. It is coming up on 5 o'clock, folks. So if you want to have a good time this weekend, start Friday night. They're going to give the keys to the City of 96, to the Swingin' Medallions. How about that? And they're going to have some of the original members will even be there on the Swingin' Medallions. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the Swingin' Medallions are always a lot of fun. So that starts off Friday night. And then Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, they have the Main Street Parade. All kinds of events on the stage, plus a lot of events and contests. One more time, Jennifer, what's that website?
townof96sc.com. festivalofstars.webs.com.
Okay. Check it out if you want to participate. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about what's going on.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.